Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To be honest, I just think it's a win, you know, because if we lose, nobody's going to even mention. To be honest, I don't care. It's just a stat.
We're running out of things to say. You know, he makes the game look easy. And like I said, the consistency that he's doing that with, not just the first time in finals that he's put up, he's done that before. It's fun to play with, fun to watch, and be a part of.
It's Jamal Murray, Denver Nuggets. Going up in this series 2-1 after last night, holding the Heat under 100 points at home, 109-94. Jerry, is this the first time the teammates hit triple-doubles in the NBA Finals game?
Yeah, well, so the first 30-point triple-double in NBA Finals history,
I knew that,
was Nikola Jokic 5 minutes before Jamal Murray did it. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy to see this. And what I was saying to you guys, I think I threw it to Rob, like what he's done this entire postseason has just been amazing, the numbers that he's put up. Like what was just said is absolutely true. Like he goes out there and he's not compiling stats. This is just what happens in the context of the game. You can't tell me that he's trying to get a triple, like he's throwing an extra assist or he's purposely missing a shot to get a rebound. He's just this good.
Yeah, he's 30 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Both teammates having.
That's just ridiculous. That's ridiculous. In fact, it was 32 points by Jokic.
And 34 by Murray.
21 rebounds and 10 assists. 34 by Murray, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Man, that's just schooling you.
And what's interesting about him is he's one of those guys, you know, like LeBron, like other guys, he's just better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Like these guys are all better than anybody you've ever played with. They're amazing athletes, the highest level of basketball in the world. And he's just better than everybody. And like, game two? Game one? He started off, he took like no shots in the first half.
Uh-huh. The first game.
Ends up with like 27 points anyway. He says, well, okay, now I'm going to play.
27 points on like, what was it, 12 shots?
Yeah, because he didn't do anything in the first. Yeah. But my point is, he just said, okay, now I'm going to stop distributing the ball. Now I'm going to score because I can.
He's special. And it's weird, too, because, look, we know this is a league that now it's dominated by, we've got more foreign-born players coming in, but African-Americans, right? I mean, this is, you sit here and you look at a guy like Jokic and you're going, I don't get it, man. How is he better than everyone else? But he makes it look so easy. And I'm not telling you he's better than LeBron or he's better than these guys. But what he's doing now in the context of this short period of time, the last three seasons, the only person that's been close to him is Giannis. And I think Jokic, he hasn't won a title yet, so he's on his way, it looks like. Mm-hmm. But if Jokic wins a title, I mean, these last 3 years with two MVPs, the number one seed twice, even taking his team to the playoffs when two other starters got hurt. He carried that sorry-ass team to the playoffs last year without MPJ, who obviously likes to shoot, and, of course, Jamal Murray, who had the torn ACL.
You're not calling Giannis African-American, are you?
No.
Okay.
No, but you get what I'm saying, though, right? It's because it's not like this guy bursts on the scene and he's that much better than every – like, he's like some athletic freak. He's not. He doesn't look the part – as far as athleticism goes, but he just gets it done.
You got to love him. I mean, you love his game. I didn't know this, guys. I mean, maybe I should save it till what we learned today. But did you know Denver Nuggets games aren't televised in Denver?
Why?
No. Some battle with the cable company. Oh, is they haven't shown any games in a couple of years now.
Is this the
if you don't have NBA TV or NBA package in Denver, the Denver metropolitan area, you can't see the Nuggets.
Is this something to do with Bally Sports, and then the or is this the other company that because Altitude Sports?
Yeah,
okay.
They can't see the games. Like they can playoff games naturally because it's not covered. It's not carried on that network. But
where's
they
Austin
can,
Todd when you need him.
They cannot watch the games in Denver. I found that out yesterday.
Even the finals games too.
Yeah, because it's not. Yes, you can watch those because it's not covered on altitude.
But so that's what I'm saying. Like I'm like, man, if you're missing this now,
no, you're not missing this. You're not missing the playoff games
because it's on basic.
If they're on TNT, whatever, you're gonna catch them. But if it's on that network, which is for the most part, 70 plus games, you're not watching those games unless you pay for the NBA ticket.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you haven't watched the rise of this team. If I'm not mistaken, it's been like 3 years since that's happened. If you don't have the package in Denver, we know more about your team than you.
That really sucks.
That does suck.
That's awful.
Think about that.
They've been the number one seed twice out of the last 3 years.
And Denver hasn't seen it.
That's shameful.
It is. It's some battle with the cable company they're having there.
You know, but like, as we look at the matchups here, so game four, there's obviously a ton of pressure now on the Heat because it feels weird, too. If the Nuggets would have won the first two games and the Heat win game three, don't you feel totally different about going into game four than you do with how it just went? Because now it feels like a must win or else you're going to have to win on the Nuggets floor twice.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done crazy stuff in the postseason before, but I think we're finally
they've
seeing.
They've won everybody's home floor already, though.
Jeremy, is that haze out there, or is it rain expected today?
Oh, that's the
smoke.
There's no rain expected today.
By the way, I just read this, and Joe, maybe this is something you saw too. The weather in New York right now is worse than it was after 9/11.
Yeah,
it's worse.
The air quality.
Yeah, I mean, and like. In all honesty, I'm watching them. They canceled a WNBA game last night, and I'm going, well, that's inside. Like, what's going on?
You got to get there.
Yeah, but like even getting up this morning, I went outside. I wasn't like throwing up or anything, but you could kind of taste that smell in the air.
I swear to you, Jeremy, maybe that's what it was. I got in my truck this morning. I drove maybe a half block. I had to pull over and open my door. I didn't know because I wasn't sick.
Yeah.
And I felt almost like I wanted to vomit.
I drove over your house earlier, and I farted in your car and got out.
Oh,
That's
you go.
What it was.
There you go. As long as I know what it was. Because knowing is half the battle. The other half is me coming over there and whip your ass. That's the other half of the battle. The other half is the actual battle.
This is not a new car scent.
Don't get me started. My car smells like a cat peed in it, and I don't own a cat.
What happened?
Why? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Sometimes cats, what they'll do is they'll crawl up in the wheel well of a car near the engine because it's warm, and they hide up there, and it's nice and warm, and they're cozy, and they're safe. I wonder if something like took a leak at my engine. I don't own a cat. And
it's hot out.
It's that distinctive smell.
Jeremy, did you put a cat up in his – you fart in my truck and put a cat in his truck?
Yeah, it's not hot in the night, though. It's like 50 degrees at night, so I mean, it's possible because they do that. But it's like I can't figure it out for the life of me.
Cat pee?
Yeah, that's distinct. It's a
cat
very
pee
distinct.
Does. Yeah.
You want me to go get in the car and see if I can figure out what it is? Did somebody put something under your seat? Yeah, because I was a little upset this morning, Rob.
What?
Like I felt like I was being ostracized a little bit yesterday for being the only remaining backdoor boy here on the show. See, we all three of us used to be backdoor boys where we would park out back because we weren't allowed to come in the front.
Because the executive suite was up front.
Yeah, because we couldn't come in the front because the front door, they were remodeling all that stuff.
I don't like the way you put all of this, man.
And then
this
guys said, hey, I don't want to be a backdoor boy
anymore.
I've
never been a backdoor boy.
Yep. Well, no, you were. No. You were when we first started coming here. Joe, we're
all backdoor boys, they were in the Anal Avalanche, right?
Yeah, Rump Man.
And the Doors wrote a song about it.
Did they? Which one?
Backdoor Man.
Oh.
They wrote it about you, Jeremy.
It wasn't about me.
Word of Stupid at 7:30 on the other side. Roy speaks out about the Live PGA unification up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All I've wanted to do and all I've wanted in the past year from basically this tournament is to protect the future of the PGA Tour and protect the aspirational nature of what the PGA Tour stands for.
7:18 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rory McIlroy, I thought, played it pretty good. Pretty well. I mean, if anybody could have thrown anyone under the bus, and it could have been Rory McIlroy. He could have thrown everybody. I stood here and talked good about you all, and this is what you do to me?
Yep. And he's sticking by his guns. He still hates Liv. He said that. I still hate it, but what's the director's name? Monahan. He said, "But I really trust Jay, and I'm sure you do."
Well, now tell me if you heard anything different, because I've also heard some things about this that, you know, there was another top player, former number one, that was reportedly going to leave the PGA. And then on top of it, like, they were having their own issues. I mean, is this something where Liv could have waited them out and tried? I mean,
yes, they have.
And maybe slowly bled them dry.
From my understanding, that's exactly it. If they didn't do this, Liv would have killed them in court. Would have absolutely destroyed them in court. I said that to Ed a few minutes ago. That's exactly what I heard. Liv would have destroyed them in court because they could go to court forever and be okay. So.
Well, you know, like here's the other problem. Like, is this great for golf fans? Of course it is. What does it mean moving forward now that the Saudis pretty much control golf in general, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the events will be great. I just don't know if are there any ramifications down the line of anything that could ruin golf for the future of it. I think they love it too much. Like, if you want to talk about what's happened with soccer overseas and how involved they are in that as well, it's not like soccer's hurting at all.
What happens if there's another Khashoggi incident, something similar? What happens if there's another terrorist attack that's linked to that government and that regime?
Yeah.
What happens? And this is like I'm making this up.
That's
this
what
goes
I mean.
On all the time with it. Yeah, I know. It's like, is no one looking ahead to this stuff? Like, would you let Putin dictate the NBA?
No.
No. Right? I mean, seriously. Say the Russian government wanted to get involved. The Chinese Communist Party wanted to fund something. Would you let them do it?
Well, Roy also spoke about how he felt about the LIV tournament, but he understands business.
But it's not LIV. I think that's the thing. I still hate LIV. Like, I hate LIV. Like, I hope it goes away, and I would fully expect that it does. And I think that's where the distinction here is. This is the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and the PIF. Very different from LIV. All I've tried to do is protect what the PGA Tour is and what the PGA Tour stands for. And I think it will continue to do that. So look, going forward, I hope that there may be a team element and you're going to see maybe me, maybe whoever else play in some sort of team golf, but I don't think it'll look anything like LIV has looked. And I think that's a good thing.
He's fooling himself. I think he's fooling himself. Now, for him to say, is he saying he hates LIV in terms of the format?
I think he's talking about everything, but when he's talking about how golf's going to look moving forward.
The 3 days.
It won't look like LIV.
54 yes. holes and things like that.
The team app. Like, I do think that they might mix in some more team stuff.
I think they will, but I also think there'll be 54 tournaments. Tournaments with 3 days. I think so. Don't fool yourself. You can't tell us you don't know how this is going to play out, but tell us what it won't be. You can't do that. I think Roy is trying to convince himself, Ed, that they're still in control here. He's not in control. PGA needs that money to continue to do what they do. I mean, there's still going to be the non-profit aspect of it, but it's still going to be some money out there that exists that keeps them alive, Jeremy.
Yes. Yeah, well, and you know, the other thing too here is I think we will have some animosity between players, which could make this more interesting for fans as well. Like, look at the big pairing when they finally paired Bryson and Brooks, and we're like, oh, these guys hate each other and how much trash talk is going on between them. But, like, I think Rory's, like, really going, he's going to hit. What did he say? Is it hit?
Hit.
Yeah,
hit. Hot.
Hot. But he's hating.
What happens to Greg Norman moving forward now?
There's been no mention of him, actually.
The shark.
What happens to him? Because he was just flamethrowing.
Well, what happens to the lawsuit, too? Does that go away?
It should.
You think that would be part of the agreement, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is part of the agreement. Yeah, you can't have the lawsuit and be in the same bed.
You don't know that. Well, get in bed. Somebody have a lawsuit on.
Anyway. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ed, your personal beliefs and opinions aside, did golf, the business of golf, professional golf, change for the better or for the worse yesterday? Or 2 days ago, I should say.
I think it changed for the better. I think for fans it's going to be better. I think for the players it's going to be better because they're going to find, now there's going to be money all of a sudden.
It hurts you to say that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you hate it.
I'm just not happy about
this. This is the PGA's fault.
It is the PGA's fault.
This is PGA's fault all the way because you had the ability to do the right thing on your own, but you stood on your ground and you didn't want to, and now you force people to go elsewhere to make sure they got paid what they deserve to get paid.
I keep thinking about all the guys that took the money from LIV that went over there. Like, I saw some of them. Brooks was writing some stuff, talking about one of the guys on the Golf Channel that called out all of the players that left for LIV. Like, you guys are, I can't believe you're doing this. You're horrible people, blah, 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 blah. But I love the fact that, you know, these guys, they went and they took the money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're coming back.
To the PGA.
They still get that money. You know the PGA is going to accept them, so they're going to get their card back. Like, wouldn't you, you've seen that meme of the guy that's going out and getting to his car and he's wearing his mink coat and he's laughing the whole way in? That's got to be everybody from LIV when they pull up at the next PGA event next year and they're getting out of their car like, damn, look what I got. You know, because they got the money. They got everything they wanted, and now they're back.
I'm angry, but I'm so used to being. We don't run the world.
Because you work in radio.
We just live in it. No, that is just because of my last career. I just think of, you know, I'm going to go back to 9/11. I'm sorry, because they had a big responsibility in that. Bin Laden's a Saudi. They did very little to help us with that. You think about this. The Saudis have a big hand in 9/11. Mm-hmm. We attack Iraq because George Bush Jr. is pissed they threatened to kill his father. Why? Iraq had nothing to do with that. Yet we go into Iraq. Saudi Arabia was left untouched because of the unholy alliance that Bush has had with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And you research it, it's out there, there's books about it, and it continues to this day. Biden's doing the same thing. It never seems to stop. So it's like... How can I be upset about golf making money when our own government does this?
Teddy Bruschi has some advice for the Baltimore Ravens offense. We'll talk about that at 7:45. On the other side, Jeremy Kahn, it's your world.
All right, so I do have to warn people. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about a couple different things here. All right, we're going to talk about a hotel that, and some of the weirdest room service requests they've had. which I think is pretty interesting. We're also going to talk about sugaring the rim. Doctors are recommending that some patients should sugar the rim to cure one illness. I'll tell you what that illness is and see how you guys feel about it. And lastly, I'm just going to read you the headline. We're going to play a game called Is It Gay? We warm our testicles and butts in the sun. Our erotic male bonding isn't gay. I want to see what you guys... Hold up! Hold it! I want to see what you guys think when we come back in the world of
Steve. You don't need to wait to come back. You know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, let's get the easy stuff out of the way. Let's talk about these hotels. They reveal the most bizarre room service requests. You guys... You like room service when you go? Do you order a lot when you're in hotels? You're on the road quite a bit now with the Orioles especially. Yep. But
I tear room service up.
Yeah. Well, how about some ridiculous requests? And you know how stupid people can be, right? First one's diet water.
What?
Somebody asked for diet water. Melted ice cream. Another guest requested blowfish. By the way, for people that don't know it, pufferfish, blowfish, they have to be prepared a certain way or you can die from it.
Diet poisonous.
like you're just randomly going to ask for that? Like, I'd like to see that. Another bizarre ask was, do either one of you guys know what shakshuka is?
Yeah. No.
It's an Israeli dish.
Yeah, so it's made with eggs. They asked for it without eggs. And that's
it's an egg dish.
Well, I'll top you with that. How about a no egg white omelet? They just wanted the yolks?
The yolk. I think there's women involved in this.
It's got to be. I got three more here. Cockle popcorn? What is that? Does anybody know? Cockle popcorn.
Never heard of it.
Cockles was fish or something.
That's what they asked for. A rice bowl for their dog. And someone asked for bison. You guys carry bison? Which hotel was he at?
That's the most common thing on that whole list.
Yeah, I know. It's just like.
Cockle popcorn.
What is it? Is it expensive? I guess I should have looked that up.
Yeah, it's a recipe. It has some.
Yeah, it's a mollusk.
Vinegar, chili, yeah. Salt, mixed. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's like, yeah, I get.
It's not real popcorn.
No, it's like shrimp, right? Or like
no, it's like a clam.
Like a mussel.
Clam.
Yeah. Cockles are mussels.
Oh, cockles, yeah. Oysters, clams, and cockles.
It's like, I figured like, out what it is. Yeah. Popcorn shrimp. Yeah. It's just the style. It's not real popcorn.
But, yeah, just ridiculous things that people ask. And they also say, like, some of the ridiculous things that some hotels have, like the most expensive burger. I think we went over that at Post Oak Hotel in Houston, the Black Gold Burger, $1,600. I'd just like to wake up to something like that, get drunk. The Home Alone Sunday at the Plaza Hotel, the 16 scoops of ice cream, $300. Rooms start at $761 per night there. Just unreal,
at the
man.
The Plaza?
Yeah, the Plaza.
Yeah. I used to like hang out in the Oak Bar, make believe I was rich.
Do you guys want to play Is It Gay or do you want to hear about putting sugar on the rim? Which one you want first?
Oh, this anonymous?
Go with
the sugar. I got to hear this.
Okay. Doctors are recommending that some patients should sugar the rim. Mm. And what we mean by that is...
Please explain.
Here's a nurse that went on TikTok And she said, never in my life did I think I'd be talking about this or it was Insta on Insta, but here we are. Sugar pulls the excess fluid from the prolapsed anus, oh, causing it to shrink. Think about salting a slug. Once the swelling is down, it usually pops right back in with a little push. A prolapsed anus, Rob.
I heard you first time. Doesn't make it any better say it the second time.
Have either one of you...
No.
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 Yeah, that's what it does. You just put a little sugar around it, and it just... And then
sugar
you go...
Sugar does that, not salt. Sugar.
And pop it back in.
Huh.
Right.
Why does your... Why would your anus be in that condition?
Usually it's from a lot of trauma.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's big in a community. Like, there is a...
Like certain... Federal Hill? Like, is that... No.
It's Mount Vernon. There is, like...
Oh, see, now you're stereotyping.
No, see, that's what...
You walked right into that.
Son of a bitch.
I meant, like, a neighborhood. But you go to Mount Vernon for what reason?
There is something... I'm going to try to figure out how I can say it. There is you know how we had... I can't even get this out. It's so bad. You know how we had, like, BronyCon... Yes. And all these different festivals, they have like, they have something where they travel around called Fist Fest. It's not a punching festival either.
I didn't think so.
But there, you do see quite a bit of, from what I understand, you do see quite a bit of prolapsing there. So, thank you, Ed. That's how you get the prolapsed anus, if anyone was wondering.
I was doing a search, decomposed DOA in a village, and I had his neighbor witness the search. It was a female cop searching his closet. We go pull the clothes. A giant rubber arm comes, bang, falls out onto the floor. I was like horrified. I'm like, oh. He goes, and his response, everyone needs their release.
All right. That one probably give you a full release. Jeez. But yeah, that is, I do like the imagery of salting the slug.
Do you?
Yeah, like the fact, like that's such, it's very dark imagery there. All right, let's play Is It Gay?
Okay.
I'm curious your guys' thought. There are two guys.
It's your last day on the radio, by the way.
Yeah, it might be.
It's been fun, guys.
Sugar on the anus, and now is it, oh my, go ahead. Good job.
Did you get any calls yet, Joe? None.
No, because no one's listening now.
We need a disclaimer. Like, the views of Jeremy Kahn are not necessarily held by the co-host or Odyssey Radio.
Yeah. I'm the normal one. This is what's messed up, guys. You're not understanding what... Of us three, I'm the normal one. We warm our testicles and butts in the sun. Our erotic male bonding isn't gay. These are two guys that routinely... Like, this is a big thing. Like, people... Like, this is a thing that happens now where people are going out naked and holding their devil's onion ring up to the sun. You know, so if two guys do it, this erotic male bonding.
Time out. What? How? Is this like in Living Color when the guys, the two guys.
Hated it.
Yes. Yeah. When he collapsed and his butt was up in the air.
You went two snaps up with a twist.
Is this what this is?
And a kiss. Yes. Yes.
Their butts are up in the air.
So here, I'll show. They're playing legs a spread. So they're sitting like spread eagle with their legs lifted up, and they're sunning their.
So they're holding their legs up.
Can you see that, Ed? I can probably get a bigger picture for you if you want.
Good.
Or I can demonstrate on the floor if you need. Is it
so? So they're lying on their backs, holding their legs up.
So the only difference is they're just two guys, two friends that are naked together. You know, what if they were doing naked yoga together? Is that weird?
Yeah.
Why? They're friends.
Friends don't let friends do that.
You go to the gym, do people get naked in the gym and shower and you're walking around?
They don't exercise naked.
Well, I've seen some of those guys shave naked. They don't need to do that either.
Yeah, I've seen that too, but that's different. It's a, you know, it's a grooming thing in the bathroom. Yoga naked.
What happens if you and I decide to go to the gym, get naked and shave together? Is that gay?
Why don't you make it you and Rob?
No.
What happens if?
No, we're not going to.
Hold on.
We're not going to.
What happens if? I'm asking Ed. What happens if Rob and I go to the gym?
It's not going
to
happen.
Get naked and shave together. Is that gay?
No, it's going to be sad for you.
His razor's bigger.
Oh boy,
that's your awful world. And I do apologize for this one, guys.
No, you don't.
When I saw Sugar the Rim and read that, I went, oh my me.
Oh, she's ringing in on time here.
World is stupid. There you go.
If we still have jobs when we return, Teddy Bruschi has some advice for the Baltimore Ravens offense. Up next on The Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show. Brought to you by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with RevWave Therapy at LifeMed Institute. RevWave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more. 1057 The Fan.
7:47 in the AM. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Lamar Jackson said he'd like to throw for 6,000 yards, was it? In his first press conference since signing his contract. The Ravens talk openly about being able to pass the ball a little bit more. ESPN NFL analyst Teddy Bruschi, former linebacker for the New England Patriots, has a bit of advice for the Ravens.
I got to know early, though, Key, that they are still capable, at least, of committing to a running game, because defensively, if you still have that threat, I mean, and you know Lamar is part of that running game, if they can still have that, then you got just explosiveness waiting to happen, because when they decide to throw it and you do it off of play action, and then you've got Beckham and Flowers and Bateman and Andrews back there, all of a sudden, I'm looking like I did in that highlight you had earlier, and then defenses are like looking around like, oh my gosh, they're behind us. So I just think the run game is virtually still important for this team. You got to establish it, especially in September. Just saying, hey, fellas, we know what we got now, but look what we can still do.
I think that goes without saying, Jeremy.
Yeah. I feel like you're kind of, he didn't say anything
earth-shattering.
Yeah, we all believe, right? You have to have the running game. The big question is, like, so if they were, let's just say they were a 60-40 run pass team. I'm not saying that's what they were last year, but if you go 57-43, isn't that like, or if you go 55-45 and it's in favor of the pass, isn't that still?
It was 52-48.
Was it?
Last year.
So it's interesting though, like if it's a 50-50 split, is that wrong if you go more to the pass?
Who's the best quarterback in the National Football League?
Pat Mahomes.
When did their offense change last year?
Last year?
When did it take off?
Well, I'd say when...
what's his name?
Pacheco.
When Pacheco took off, the offense took off. So the best quarterback in the league needs a running game.
Yep.
So, Ed, to say that the Ravens offense still needs a running game, to me, is you know, it's not earth-shattering. It's not news. It's not... Everybody needs a running game.
Everybody. Of course you do. I mean, it's an odd situation right now where people talk about running backs being devalued and not important and not getting paid. And that's true. They don't get paid. Not many get contract extensions. But you still can't do it without a running back. It's still a very important position. I think it's kind of unfair to them. That's why I think the NFL needs guaranteed contracts, because their lifespan is shorter than most positions in the NFL.
It is. Ed, my philosophy on running backs is, I think the running game is very important. I just don't value the individual as much as most people do in the running game. I think that's the most replaceable position on the offense.
Well, it's
hard to replace a kicker than a running back, in my opinion.
Yeah. Look, that's been the case in the league now, and while we've seen the numbers go down, and will we see running backs continue to get second contracts? Like, I mean... They'll get second contracts. Teams will sign you, but are you going to get paid like you should?
Yeah.
Or like running backs did in years past? Because I'm just wondering, unless you're special and you haven't been hurt for the first 4 or 5 years and you're toting the rock for this team, people love you. I mean, look at Derrick Henry, and they were talking about moving on from him. And I think we all get it too, right? When the Tennessee Titans say, we're ready to move on from Derrick Henry, and everybody else gets so excited. He's like, you mean to tell me we could get Derrick Henry at 60% of what he has been?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's eventually what we're going to get to. Maybe it's not this year. Could be next year. But at some point, that guy hits the wall. And it sucks. It sucks seeing it.
Go ahead. Let's
go
out to the phone line. Catonsville. Kevin. What's up, Kevin? Kevin? Oh, Kevin.
No. Nope.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't. Well, and then the other thing I'll say with that, too, is like, I do think the running game is important. Even when we talked about all those years with Drew Brees and the Saints, and everybody thought of them as a pass-heavy team, everything they did was predicated on the run, the play action. You know, you got to keep a team honest. There's not many teams like the Patriots that can say, hey, we're not good at running the football. They also had Tom Brady when they were doing this. Yeah. Let's just throw it to everybody off the line and set up these quick passes to constitute a running game.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Again, I think we're all saying the same thing. The running game is very important. You can't just go back, drop back to pass every down and throw the ball. You can't do that. Offensive linemen are going to get tired. Every now and then, you got to let your linemen go get some.
Oh, they'd much rather run block.
I'm just saying that I'm not paying a guy that kind of money to do it when I can get someone else to do it cheaper. That's the position that I save money for on my offense. That's the cheapest position on my salary on offense.
It is.
The running back.
Yeah.
I think that's how it's going to be moving forward. Like, you know, Atlanta's an interesting team to look at. Remember, they drafted Bijan Robinson. They still have Tyler Algiers from last year who ran the ball well for him. But a lot of people are saying they feel like their coach and the way that they're constituted, that they're going to be one of those run-heavy teams. So could Atlanta surprise some people and come out and – I mean, I know they have Desmond Ridder at quarterback, but they're going to run. But I don't know that even with saying that, when the time comes and their contracts come up, unless they have a clean bill of health for all those years and they've looked great, even then, I still don't think you're going to get a huge deal.
Think about this. The Giants paid Jones before they paid Barkley.
Say, yeah. Who would you rather have if you were just building a team?
Barkley?
Yeah.
But that position. You think maybe the Atlanta Falcons are going run because they don't trust Ridder?
Well, I think there's no doubt. I mean, I'm honestly, I'm really questioning a lot of teams this year, and it'll show to see what they're trying to do. Because I do think some teams are going to try to suck to get that number one pick. It changes your franchise. If you end up having a terrible season this year and you draft Caleb Williams number one overall, it's going to change your franchise.
I don't think Atlanta could be that bad, though.
Why can't they?
I think that roster's too good to be that bad. Number one pick bad.
I agree with that. I'm just saying I brought them up.
The division's weak now that they may actually do well, only for that reason.
Yeah, but people have talked about, will Tampa Bay be that team? I think Vegas is going to stink, personally.
You think they're trying to?
I think they're trying. Yeah, I think they do. You know, you look at some of the other teams around the league, like people have talked about, what's Green Bay going to look like this year? Yeah. What are some of these teams going to look like? So...
It's funny you say Green Bay. I think Green Bay is one of those teams that's saying, we're going to see if we have a good quarterback on our hand and Love. But if we don't, we'll draft one.
Yeah,
I think they could either surprise people by being good, playoff good, or be really bad. I think it's sink or swim for them. I don't think it's anything in between.
Who do you think is going to be the worst team in the NFL this year?
Wow.
I mean, the usual set, the Texans. The
Texans, probably.
They pop up there.
I think they're going to be better than the worst, though.
Yeah? Cardinals?
Cardinals?
Maybe.
I'm thinking the Cardinals.
What happens if you're the Cardinals? Are they going to do the same thing? Remember, they drafted Josh Rosen. Then they drafted Kyler Murray and traded Rosen. They wind up with a top spot. Are they going to trade Kyler Murray and draft one of these other quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think the Texans are going to be too good to be the worst. To be honest with you, could be the Raiders.
I keep bringing them up, and some people think that their roster is too good for that. But who's quarterbacking for them?
I'm going Cardinals, though. If you Cardinals and maybe the Rams.
What about the Buccaneers? You think Baker's going to be good there?
I don't think Baker's going to be good anywhere.
No, I don't think they'll be very good. But they still have a lot of talent on defense and stuff.
Yeah.
Washington's another team that was brought up. I think their win total's like 6.5. I mean, there's a bunch of teams with totals around 6.5. 4.5.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Dan Connolly joins us at 8:30 to talk Orioles baseball. But on the other side, Albert Breer said on Wednesday, it's in the realm of possibility that there could be a Saudi-owned NFL team. Oh, man. We're going to wind Ed Norris up again. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.